China now faces what appears to be the largest surge of the COVID-19 pandemic. Public health officials in the country say 800 million people could be infected with the coronavirus over the next few months. And several models predict that 500,000 people could die from the disease. And that comes as the country, once famed for its strict COVID policy, relaxed that policy. The Wall Street Journal's Beijing bureau chief is Jonathan Cheng, and he's in the Chinese capital. He joins me now. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
So we are hearing reports that not just in Beijing, but many other cities in China are like ghost towns. What are you seeing?
Well, I can only speak for the city I'm in now, which is Beijing, but it is true that it does feel like a ghost town here. You go out on the streets and there's very little activity. Many restaurants are basically deserted. You know, I've been in some restaurants, I've tried to venture out, and typically I'm the only customer, or, you know, my table's the only table, or maybe there's one other table there. And I was going around a little bit today. The subway is just, feels like everyone's just disappeared. I mean, usually where you'd have sort of a lot of hustle bustle and people jostling each other.
Yeah, packed. Sort of subways are usually
get
packed.
In there, yeah. It's just the sound of the winter wind whipping through the subway. And it is very cold here in Beijing, so.
So what is the current projection coming from leadership in the government? How bad are they saying it's going to get?
You know, officially, they haven't said anything about any of these projections. I don't think they want to scare anyone. The projections that we're hearing tend to be from public health experts who are using models based on, you know, experiences that we've seen in other countries. And of course, there's no country that's quite like China. China is the world's most populous country, of course. It's arguably more than one country in the sense that places like Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen are in many ways first world cities, but the rest of the country, there are large pockets of it that are still very poor. And so it's hard to generalize about a place this big, but there's no doubt that with all of these restrictions having more or less disappeared in the last few weeks, heading into winter, that this is going to be a pretty difficult one with a lot of people falling ill.
Authorities there have said that 90% of China's population is fully vaccinated. From what you have been able to verify, is that true?
Well, it's hard to count, you know, how many people. I mean, in that respect, we do have to kind of go with what the authorities say. But the question there is the efficacy of the vaccines. And generally, what peer-reviewed studies there are seem to suggest that with three shots, you do get a decent amount of efficacy. It's not as high as some of the mRNA vaccines that have been developed in the West, which, by the way, are not permitted in China. They haven't been approved for use here. So you have that factor. And then the other factor is that the elderly population has been lower than the rest of the population, primarily because China, when it started vaccinating people back in late 2020, early 2021, focused on people of working age, younger people. They justified that by saying that the vaccines have been developed so quickly and on such a short timeline that they didn't want to give it to vulnerable older people. And also they were concerned with getting production and getting the economy back again. So the elderly population has definitely lagged in terms of vaccination. And then the final point I'll make real quick is just that many people who were vaccinated, of course, were vaccinated months ago or even more than a year ago. And so insofar as the vaccines lose their efficacy over time, then that's another factor to consider.
So this is all coming just weeks after the government relaxed its tough zero COVID policy. That was dropped after a lot of public protest and unrest. Are people still glad that that policy, the zero COVID policy, was done away with? Or are people concerned that that's what causes the surge?
Well, I mean, I think if you were pushing for a relaxation of COVID zero policies, then unless you were being very unrealistic, part and parcel with that push would have been an acknowledgement that, of course, you will get more cases, but you do that in exchange for more freedoms, right? Now, I don't know that anyone counted on China reversing the policies as quickly as they did. And so that's been one point of criticism, is that they did it quickly without time for people to adjust and without having made enough preparations at a public health level. Now that's up for debate, but the number of ICU beds and medical staff and all the rest of it, as well as provisions for self-testing kits and fever meds and these sorts of things, they have been in short supply. And I think one thing to keep in mind is the fact that it is a ghost town here in Beijing and in many other parts of the country is not great for the economy. Actually, it's terrible for the economy, but it may keep that curve from getting too steep in the sense that people are mostly doing what public health experts in other parts of the world have been saying, which is don't go out as much as possible, don't gather in crowds indoors, wear a mask when you go outside. I mean, all of those things apply here. So it is possible that what we see in China is different from previous waves that we saw. And of course, this is a variant that's different from the ones that haunted us last winter and the winter before that.
That is the Wall Street Journal's Beijing Bureau Chief, Jonathan Chang. Jonathan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.